Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Guys Fire Dreaming, Mike here. Thank you all for tuning in with the heart. We truly live as one in Lokahi. Unity, harmony, and balance. Well, what do we call it? Monday morning here in the Hawaii Dreamtime, in the heart of Aloha. And it is beautiful. Start with a little of this.
Ki'i no no, ki'i aki kapoio kare. Ki'i no no, ki'i aki kapoio kare.
Aloha. Woo-wee. Ah, love, love, love. Can I? So 505-954-240. Your mics are open. Thanks for us. I'll give you a moment.
Hello?
Hey, aloha.
Oh, hi.
Who's this?
I was just. I'm Patty. I was just listening to the show. I didn't call for to talk.
Yeah, well, glad to touch base. Glad you're tuning in.
Yeah.
Right.
But I will need to hang up because I have a yoga class now, but I was just driving at least.
Thank you for tuning in, sister. Aloha.
Yeah.
All right. 954, you with us?
Yes.
If you'd like to share anything, please do.
No, there's nothing to share. Are you doing free reading?
We're not really doing... readings per se, but what's in your heart? What would you like to share? And we'll see.
No, there's nothing really to share then. All right, well, thank you.
Yes, we do. We share the wisdom in the heart. What would you like? I mean, is free reading in terms of, I mean, what's on your, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm not quite getting it.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, thank you for tuning in.
All right.
And just enjoy the show and listen. 240, aloha. I think I know this number. So if you'd like to share anything, please do. Your mic is open. So I'm here in the deer bark here. The roosters are starting to crow. It's not even dawn yet here. And with the full moon... and all the activity in the sky that's been going on here. And again, this isn't just in the sky, something separate than us. This is what I keep bringing back to, a living cosmos. If you're looking for a message, sit in the nature. It's always here. Why do we sit in the nature? Because it just helps us to tune us into our own hearts, to listen to ourselves. Because we have that wisdom. We have that divine connection within that reminds us of the divine connection everywhere, not so-called without anymore, not outside of you, because, again, you're in the divine, and you're one with this love, with this wholeness, with all. And in this, when we connect in again, we're connecting to that divine wisdom that is shared with us from Gaia Sophia, from Source, actually from all life, because that's what love does. It shares with you. And this is the other part of it. This is each and every one of us. So even if it might not look like, for example, if we look at the world or a particular person, see, well, there's an example, Mike, that isn't happening. Guess what? Even love, even people's search for love or feeling lack of love is a cry out for pain. So even though we think the problem might be, oh, they're too much of this or too much of that, it's only in our, in a sense, denial of love, denial of self, that this happens. So quite naturally, the cure is love. Oh, wow. It was only lack of love. My perception of lack of love for myself or someone giving it to me or not having a partner in my life. And through that feeling of lack of love, hello separation, hello fear. And then we did the dance. And this dance of life is, again, to tune us back in, whether it's a bumpy road, a smooth road. So as we go about our day. Again, simply we're living our life as we're going through our experience, as we're enjoying the dance of the divine creation that we are doing. You're on the dance floor. You're on the mothership. It's your choice whether you want to dance or not. And that's just dancing in life. What does that mean? Yeah, you don't have to be dancing down Main Street, shaking your butt. You can if you like. I recommend it. or wherever you are. Your living room, your garden, next to the ocean, on the beach, in the forest or the jungle, as I like to usually say. But in the forest, in the nature, your walk of life is a dance. So whether you're grooving or struggling, you're dancing with this living cosmos, with Source. And the more joy you remember to tune in with, to share, to want to feel, and to feel because it is here for us, the more your life flows, the more you dance with life. Whether it's, again, you can still have bumps in the road. Instead of crying and screaming, you're laughing and dancing over those bumps or through those potholes in your experience in your life. So when you laugh with those potholes, you generally don't repeat them. What? Yeah. When we stop crying about our life and say, okay, those moments generally go away. And with that, we can experience the life that a lot of us, well, guess what? That all of us have in our hearts. This isn't just no coincidence that people from all over the world tuning into the same, I don't even want to call it message, transmission. Conversation is what usually I share it as, conversation in the heart. And again, this is a conversation you're having with Source, God, Gaia, yourself. And as we come back into the self, many times it goes, oh, I'm here, aren't I? Yes, but in a sense, your awareness has come back to the self. You're focused on yourself because you're not blaming and complaining about somebody or some life circumstances or just the world we live in, it's like this. And I'm like, no, the world we live in is not like this. The world we live in is one of love, kindness, and wisdom, and heart, and compassion, and empathy. And the more we tune into this, the more we don't live in strife. The more we don't operate through the fear of separation and then now, this is great. Oh, yeah, we can think like this. We know like this. But how does this pertain to my life? And this is where I share even more clearly. It's, again, it's in our relationships. It's one thing to look at the world and go, wow, it's messed up. But how is your life flowing? How is the joy that you're experiencing? And that's the greatest thing, is when you can go through your life with this joy and love in your heart, whether you have a big bank account or no bank account. Whether you have a partner or not, whether your life is really one of happiness and community and sharing, or whether your life is really one of, man, alone or struggle, so to say, what some people would call a struggle. But for some, they're learning to, hey, man, they know their eternal nature. They know they're tuned in with, like I say, the living cosmos. They know they're not separate. And in this, joy springs forth from their hearts. And it doesn't matter what happens in their day. They're walking a life of love and joy and dancing with creation. And again, this doesn't depend on the size of your bank account, your house, your car, how many partners, or how good your partner is. It really all comes back to yourself. And when you do this, all those other things will be in tune. It doesn't necessarily mean you got a bigger house. It just means you realize that, hey man, I'm giving care to. Right? You got a roof over your head. It isn't leaking. And instead of being like, oh, I want a bigger house, you're happy with what you have. And you know it's not a limit. That if you need a bigger house, it will be here also. But that's not stopping you from enjoying your day. And this is the simple, call it simple, man, but this is the divine work we all are now resonating with. And you can call this shadow work. You can call this, there's names that people give this, working on yourself. And this is what's here for us to do. So it's not here for us to run away from. It's here for us to embrace, to look in the face, these fears that we can then laugh with and then get on with our lives. Not living in that fear, not living in that sense of separation, not living under that stress and duress, but now living with joy and lightness and love. And you're like, wow, where did I find this? It's natural springs forth from you. So we know this, whether it's like, okay, like we know all this stuff. We tune into this wisdom. It's here, but it's not happening in my life. My life is not doing that. And again, it comes back to, okay, we can think about this all day. We can talk about this all day. But what really brings us into this, you know, our true divine being is some of the things we do to assist us in this. To doing these things we say, to living this life that we know of. And so, smell the flowers. Walk barefoot in your garden. Have a lovely conversation like we are right now. What else can you do? Laugh a little more. Listen to some music and dance. Romance. Enjoy the simple pleasures in life. When you eat your food, focus on it, whether it's a Big Mac, heart attack, or a piece of fruit, divine juice. You eat it with joy and thanks. People have. But it's that simple things that now we imbue with spirit, with grace, with graciousness, with our presence. We bring presence to our moment, to ourself, and wow, it lights up. Whether you're sitting on your porch or dancing in the middle of the party with a smile on your face, it's the same. You have that joy, you have that love, and you have the aloha. And this is what we're coming into. And this is why it's been, in a way, kind of, if you want to call it, tension. A lot of tension, and then sometimes it erupts. And this tension isn't for to showing us where we're not. See, so many times we're thinking where we're not when we have these experiences, and it's the opposite. It's showing us where we're at. We're not having this tension because we messed up. We're not having these experiences again because we messed up. We're having these experiences again because just showing us where we need to just relax again. Or to laugh with. Not here we go again. It's, oh, here's this again. Okay, and then it goes, and then it's gone. You're like, hey, let it go. You didn't want that. Because it's all about the heart, about the heart. No trauma. All about the heart, no trauma. We've been traumatized, and then we dramatized it. So as we heal this trauma, it ain't some big thing. I got trauma. How do you heal this core wound, Michael? Wow. And these core wounds aren't like you need some super doctor now to come in and heal your ass. You, beautiful you. In a moment of just, it's grace. It's actually, you give yourself a moment to pause, and grace is here to just lighten you up, tune you in, love you. Wow. And so this is always. Well, my life isn't like that. I don't feel that always. Doesn't mean this isn't here for us. Because we've tapped into it, all of us. In one moment, and some people, some longer moments. And it wasn't like, oh, that was fleeting, and it went away. No, that was us tuning into our true divine nature that is eternal and always here. And it wasn't like, well, I did it and I tuned into it. When's this going to happen again? Do I have to die to experience this again? Is that what they're saying? Or I have to be this Superman or this enlightened being, which you already are, which you naturally be. So even those, we're showing you that it's now. That only in death it just showed you your eternal nature. You'd be laughing, going, I didn't really die, did I? No. And we go through this transition, literally moment to moment. Because life and death are no longer separate, they're one. Night and day, no longer separate, they're one. What do you mean? Isn't one a beginning and one an end? No. Life begins, then life ends. This isn't true. Life's eternal. But then you're born and you die, Michael. And even with that still being enacted here, where we're still going through that cycle, so to say, and we've learned, some people will say there's no proof, and I've experienced myself to go, wow, I done died. Okay, see you all later. And then came back. Took off again. Said, no, I'm happy where I where I am. You guys can stay over here. And I came back. I was like, wow, interesting. There's more to life than meets the eye. So it wasn't like I left the body or somebody gives up the body, so-called dies, and they're no more. That was so-called fear. And when we done it, we're like, hey, man, we're not separate. We're right here with you. So we're giving up that, even that notion. And it wasn't even a, it didn't matter what you think. We're just giving up that fear because it's no longer, when we face that shadow, when we face that fear, we realize the truth of it, that we're eternal. There's no separation. Whether you still enact the cycle of birth and death, breathing in and breathing out. And so this is with us, always. It isn't like the universe is alive one moment and then not the next. Oh, I had this magical, mystical experience. Tuned in with the living cosmos and all. creation and felt the oneness and the love and the joy. Yeah? And where do you think that is right now? I don't know. Does it really exist? You just shared with me, man. I felt it. It doesn't go away. It is always here. And this is what's coming more and more into resonance. And this is why the world looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket. With people justifying horrendous acts, whether it's an individual or a collective, whether it's a government or whatever you want to call these groups of and can we just say it's the height of hypocrisy? In the height of hypocrisy, why it's the height of hypocrisy? Because it's like, yeah, you can only wind that shadow up so much before it basically, and this is life itself, grabs you. Literally grabs you. Shakes you to the core. Welcome home. So when we know as grace is bestowed upon us, that it will be bestowed upon everyone. When the moment right? Is that when it happens, Michael? The moment is always right. Well, when are we going to be ready? We actually are ready. Yeah, but look at what's happening. Yeah, that's a sign we're ready. Look at the beauty over here. That's a sign we're ready. Look at that over here. That's another sign we're ready. It was the only. Here's another. It was just our thinking we're not ready in a way that keeps certain things from happening. Hey, Michael, I got some love. You ordered love. Are you ready for it? Yes, I am. Oh, send it back, please. It's a little... And then we send it back. You see what I'm saying? Well, we forget that that's what's on our plate. No one's cleared your plate. It's still full of love. So it goes back to us living and how do we live our day. And it's having this joy in our heart, this love in our heart. And as we do this, we're not thinking, we're not stressing, we're not thinking about what's wrong with the world. We're empowering what's right with the world and sharing this. And the more we share this divine resonance, wow. Here we are. Woo-hoo. All right. So 240, if you'd like to share or comment, or just let me know. The mic's open for a moment. Yeah. So what else is going on since I really live, and you can live anywhere in the world where, yeah, I don't really tune on the news or the radio station, the news. I just don't do it. I don't scroll through those news feeds on the internet. And if I do, it's very fleeting. And it's not a question of, well, why aren't you? Look, my team, my so-called team just won the Super Bowl. And I'm laughing inside. I'm like, wow, that it's really like a computer game to me. Like Madden season whatever, and here's the results. Yes, some of us played the game. And some of us watched it. What I'm getting at here is the even that, which is like one of the most watched events around the world, popular in terms of people tuning in, like the World Cup, that the vibration afterwards, like after the event, like, all right, it happened, people tuned in, and then checking the energy of it, really, there was such less of a charge. And how you could feel this charge was afterwards, how much did it carry on? And I tell you, very little, very little. And again, this is to me showing us, like, wow, like Ebola came and went. The next thing came and went. Like I said, the Super Bowl, the World Cup, the Olympics came and went. It really doesn't have the attention of most of us. And even when we look, it has very little charge, even with so much hype being pushed into that. And we could look at it and go, look at the hype, look what they're so-called they're doing. I'm like, man. Don't get caught up on that side of it. It's like, this person's still doing this to me again. Well, what are you going to do differently so it stops? We keep trying to think how to stop something out, so-called outside of us. It's inside of you. Turn off the TV. Stop going to that person where you have that experience. And it changes. And it has been changing. And if you want to pulse on the world, think about it. You'll feel this. And it might not sometimes look it, but again, it comes down to relation, harmonious relationship. How are you getting along with yourself and those around you? It doesn't have to mean that people are not acting so-called out of order, being assholes or jerks or mean. Well, how are you relating to it? Are you getting in, jumping into that? Or are you like, okay, and continuing on? And it's with this that the whole world changes. We all go to the concert. We're all seeing a musician that we really like or even love. We love his music, her music. And it isn't music like that's like, let's say, fighting music or really like, yeah, I want to mosh, right? I want to bang into people, right? It isn't. And some people like that because there is an aspect to that of when it's not done in harm, it's just, you know. But, you know, we're on the dance floor, we're listening to the music or listening to somebody playing or listening to a group playing with us, playing for us. And that as we maybe try and get closer to the stage or a better spot on the dance floor, and again, we're listening to this music we love. It's songs of love. Let's be straight up. It's songs of love. We're singing about love. And then we're elbowing the guy next to us. Like you're in my space. We're singing about love. You're in my space. Or you bumped into me. What are you doing? You know? And I'm like, all right. We can come together like this, and let's say for the moment, in this imagination I'm sharing, that we're all at the concert together and we all get along. No one's bumping into each other and getting angry. If you bump into somebody, you're laughing, and you both are laughing. No one's getting hurt. And We're singing songs of joy and freedom and love. And we're dancing with each other. And we're aware of each other. Well, we're not, you know, elbowing somebody accidentally. We're aware of ourselves and our surroundings and really dance with one another again. And so I'm feeling this. And I'm like, okay. How close are we, in a way, doing this? And I have my own experiences where we have gatherings here and we're playing and we're doing different things and sharing. And there's young kids and so-called older kids like me and older, so-called older. Just been here a little bit longer, that's it. But not, no one's older. This is the other part. If we're all eternal, no one's older. Well, he's an older soul. Then what? I've lived more lives here than you. So what? I've seen more sunsets than you? More sunrises? See, we don't have to even go into that comparison because it's all, again, we come back to this word, eternal, divine. We're not in competition. We're not into comparison. And with this, we can see more clearly the unfolding in our life, in our lives, in the world, in the beauty that I'm sharing is that I'm sharing, Guy is sharing, I'm sharing. That this path to freedom is a lot more simpler and in your control than you thought sometimes. When you get caught up in the worldly affairs, whether it's worldly or spiritual, you can forget about the simple things you do that really clear your picture. Tune you into where the dissonance gets clear, so you're no longer picking up static, distortion. And we dance in joy and harmony with one another. And so my feeling is when I saw that, so even when some of us collided or got upset, we just sucked it in a way. We didn't spread it out. We just sucked it in and went, okay, that's all right. And continued playing. Continued dancing in love and joy. And sharing the aloha. And some days are better than others, I've noticed. But the underlying current is getting stronger and stronger. You might not have your shoes off to feel it. But it's here. Feel it to the earth. You don't even need to take your shoes off. You're breathing this air, same as me. It's in the air. It's in the air tonight. How do we sing that little ditty? It's in the water, even if it's been so much chlorine or whatnot junk put in it. I got a distiller, cheap-ass distiller you can get online, and it works. And you could see the white residue all in the bottom of it after just one, I think it's a gallon, a couple liters. Like, wow. And I have pure mountain stream behind my house. So some of this could be the natural minerals in the water. But I think there's a guy who comes along once a month or whatever and throws a big scoop full of I don't know what the heck. Even here, it's like, why are you guys doing that? We don't need it. It comes off pure. So even when we're drinking water that's not so-called pure, and this is what I was saying earlier with food, Dr. Emoto showed to your intention, and you don't have to leave something out a week to do this or to prove it. This is in the moment. When you put food in your mouth or liquid water or whatever in your mouth, or as you're doing it, or once you do it, or as it's already in you, like I said, that's your feelings of love and joy and thankfulness for this food, for this nourishment, for this water of life. And when you do that, you transform pure state again. And whatever doesn't resonate with it, well, it gets eliminated. Quite naturally. That's what it's called when you have a bowel movement. It's the elimination cycle. So quite naturally, you eliminate what you don't like. You evacuate it from your system. And this is what's happening. Not just in our bodies, it's happening in the body of Gaia. And so many things are rising to the surface, like a pimple, to pop. And those pops, they're okay, man. It's all right. Oh, we're going to have World War III. It's going to pop into some global catastrophe. They're going to do all this to us. And yeah, obviously you don't know who's in charge. You'd stop saying stuff like this. Man, I had friends saying stuff like this 20 years ago. The technology was there 20 years ago to do all this stuff that we talk about is imminent. World War III was imminent 20 years ago. 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Come on. We've been living World War III anyways, since the end of so-called World War II. World War III was war between brothers, brothers, what was it called? Because again, there's no separation. There's no us and them. So we're all brothers and sisters in this. So what is World War III? Is when we fight with each other. It doesn't matter if you're part of a group, a gang, an army, representing some so-called government. It's still just brothers and brothers and brothers. Whether it's this religion, that religion, okay. Cowboys or Indians, monsters and zombies. Well, I want to be a... Okay, you know... Remember, even the vampires and werewolves, the bad guys are going at it. Yeah, whatever. It was brother and brother because we couldn't play the game of us and them anymore. So we've been so-called living World War III or Z. And it ain't a war anymore. As you can see, they since so-called... since Vietnam, where they, for the longest time, wouldn't call it a war, that then they were like, all right, we got to take this word out of the, we don't want to scare people. And then they weren't even going to call the Iraq War a war. I'm like, we can't call these war. Because then when we really want to roll out the next one. And this is just part of the programming, us awakening to self. And so you see in it how Not because, it's because actually we've tuned in, we've come so far, or we've advanced, evolved so much, we couldn't on a level, on that collective level, act that out on a so-called world stage. But where it was happening on a world stage, and kind of as we're focused on, well, is Russia and America or China or this extremist group or this fake group going to fight this other fake group? again, that's all just a cover-up of our simple relations. Hey, doesn't matter if they're so-called fighting a war over there. Are you fighting a war in your own household? Are you fighting a war with yourself? That's where it came back to. So all those are just distractions. And if you happen to be living in it and where those things are taking place, well, man, you really wanted it intense, I guess. And you can say it's harsh. And I can say, yeah, and it's also a beautiful opportunity to love. Because, you know, sometimes in your most harshest moments, that's your fear facing you right in your face. And the solution to it, to dissolve it, like a solution does, a solution dissolves the equation. It solves it, dissolves it. You're going to basically take the charge out of this fear. And your natural energy is going to arise when you face this fear. When even in the face of so-called death, you remember the love in your heart and the eternal nature of your being. And guess what happens to the so-called boogeyman, bad guy in front of you? Bye-bye, baby. Goodbye. And this is, so even these, if you want to call them these extreme examples, I'm like, man, that's showing me how close we are to home than ever before. And since we're standing right here, and it's a living cosmos connected to the whole shebang everywhere, it's wholeness, people. We're connected, interconnected with all. Not only are we home, when we say home here on Earth, no, I'm saying we're home here on Earth and everywhere. Everywhere is home. That's what unity consciousness brings us into, this knowing. How could home be anywhere else? Last time I checked, Source didn't separate, and you weren't separate from Source. So this is the field. This is our garden. Bring us here. And love is in the air, and laughter is everywhere. Aloha. Aloha. Guys, Fly Dreaming, Mike here. Ooh, just here. Lovely. The ocean wave break. Come onto the reef. Oh, why? Really clear right now. Here in Hawaii. So yeah, like once again, I'm in the heart of Aloha. Blessed to be here. Thankful. I get waterfalls behind my house where the fine rain is falling. I was in one of the valleys the other day. Wow, there was 6-7 waterfalls flowing. Couldn't even cross the river. It was that much power and grace. And it was beauty. And, you know, I put it out there. I shared out here. For over a year, almost a year, a little over a year. We are here. And if you'd like to connect, contact me. If you'd like to donate, contact me. Very easy to share. And what else we got going on here? Yeah, just more of a life to live. Whether it's with yourself, with a few people, or one, with an animal companion or companions. It's just this connection that we're being made aware of, and this is our divine connection. And we're being more and more aware, made aware of this, because the universe is assisting us in this. We are assisting ourselves in this. This is what we're kind of here to do in this moment. And the beauty and the wonder that is here for us when we just relax into it is beyond description. We can describe it. Let's just say, in another way, don't need words to express it. Yeah, that's a better way. Because many times we experience something, we're like, man, I don't have the words for it. And then we discount the experience because we can't articulate it. Really give it that what we experienced. And guess what? It's okay. No need. Or at least no need to now knock yourself for not being able to describe what you experienced. I experienced something so magical, mystical, Mike, I can't put words to it. Hey, guess what? You don't have to put words to it. Bask in that glow. And you'll continue to receive that wisdom. It's always here for us. It is even, like I said, beyond words sometimes. It comes straight to a knowing. And then you can sometimes, if need be, put it into words later. But you don't have to like, oh, I had this magical, mystical experience and now discount it or think it's less than somebody else's because you can't describe it. No, you had the experience. I know you have. Just because you can't so-called describe it doesn't mean you didn't do it. You did it. Thank you. Just because we can't talk about it or we don't have someone to talk to about it or we can't articulate it the way we want to doesn't mean we didn't have the experience. We did have the experience, people. And we're continuing to have this divine experience. And it's going to get lovelier and lovelier. Even as some of it is appearing to not. And why that is happening is because of love. That's a little hard for our minds to grasp in the beginning. But that's showing you the power of love. So I'm going to roll out of here early today. Usually we go about 2 hours, sometimes three. And I know you guys, some of you guys have just experienced daylight savings or whatever you want to call it. We didn't experience it here. It's now 6 a.m. in the OI Dream Time. I actually usually, we're usually here at sharing at 4 a.m. And we started today at 5 a.m. in the OI Dream Time. This is again coming to split up our day in terms of time. And generally, unless we had some place to be or something to do, like generally work, we're not really bothered about time. We're not, or watching some TV show, we're really not bothered about time. Like, oh, what time it is? When you're in the nature, that becomes less and less of a reminder. Only when, okay, I gotta now go back to the house or go over here, that you might ask what time it is. This is, again, the more we live our lives in that natural flow, and you'll notice this, that you're not giving any thought to time. And then you'll notice, oh, wow, man, that day really went by fast. Or you're having a great experience, and it's like, it's going on and on and on. I was like, man, that hour was like 5 hours. And for the good, for positive, I was like, wow. So we see this elastic nature of time. Why? It's because it's showing the eternal nature of ourselves and the life in the universe and the earth, and that we're beyond this. We're timeless. So even as we go, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, we're still timeless. And actually, the world we live in is timeless. It's marking up our days by this, using this as a denotation in a way to, okay, synchronize watches, you know. But before we would now, we would use the elements in nature. We wouldn't say, I meet you at 4 o'clock. I'll meet you when it's the sun's about here. Yeah, okay, we all know when the sun's about here. We can look up in the sky. And so this is something else we're coming into, more and more tuning into. And that's, again, this is the eternal nature of ourselves, the earth, the universe, all of creation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear the roosters. If we wait a little bit more, you're going to hear the songbird start singing. And hopefully we'll have some of these conversations where we carry on and go more through the dawn into the sunrise. But that's what's happening right now. The day is dawning. And the day is as beautiful as you want to make it. Whether you're sitting down doing nothing or have a so-called full schedule. As beautiful as you want to make it. What does that mean? It's beautiful. And that comes back to feeling. We use the word make, but what we're talking about is our feeling. And we're in control of our feeling. I'm not talking emotion. I'm talking feeling. When we realize that, our emotions or thoughts won't so-called get the better of us. So this is something I gotta work on myself. And it's this feeling of aloha, love, joy, and that we can bless ourselves with just this reminder, and not just reminder, that this sharing that we do with ourselves and all. The more we do that, the more we come into this divine resonance, this harmony. Two part, three part, one part, the whole. And this is the symphony of, oh, I forget. All right. We're back. Got a little bump there. And I was almost going to wrap up the transmission here in the heart a moment ago, which we'll do here. I was talking about how we all have that. We all have this certain note we play, and this is our divine expression. And it's not just a single note. It's your divine resonance. And as we hear it in with the earth, through the ocean, the wind, the birds, the bees, we hear it. This is what's now coming more and more into resonance, is what I was sharing. And this is the song that will be sung, that is being sung. And the more we tune in with the heart, the more it comes into harmony. And so thank you all for tuning in with Gaia's Fire Dreaming. Before, I don't know when, now, here, eternal. So, if you like to get a hold of me or touch base and share or whatever it may be, go to GaiaSapphireDreaming.org. And thank you all very much for tuning in. Aloha.